listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here, heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I am not one of these people. However, there are a lot of people traveling today, and that's because they are heading home from the National Sports Collectors Convention, a.k.a. The National. I was not there, but I did see all of the videos and was texting with a couple friends who appeared there, and it was a good time had by all. So now I'm very excited to welcome in one of the men who helped make it happen for all of us collectors. That is Joe Drelich. He's one third of JBJ Productions, alongside his partners Jim Ryan and Brian Coppola. And in 2024, they were brought in by the board of the National to kind of take the National Sports Collectors Convention to the next level. Joe, welcome into the show. And before we get into the National and everything, I know you yourself are a collector, long time in the collectible space. What was the moment for you, if you recall, that really got you hooked into sports and cards and collectibles?
I mean, as far as the moment goes, I think it was just trading and collecting with my friends. It was really just such an awesome time in my mind, you know, back in the 80s, opening up packs of cards with my buddies. It was just always something that, you know, I enjoyed so much that I really am happy now that I figured out a way to make that into a career somehow. It was a long road, but it was just, there's not one specific moment, but I've always loved sports. I've always loved baseball. And just that fascination with opening up packs of cards and shoveling snow and driving my bike down with my buddies to get a box of cards is really, that's it. It's just that simple.
Now, as I mentioned, I know the National just wrapped. Obviously, a super busy weekend for you trying to make sure everything goes right and there's a lot of moving parts and all of that. But for you, how much fun do you get to have kind of, I don't know if you are walking around kind of just keeping an eye on everything or if you're in an office or whatever it is, but when a show like the National comes around, you mentioned you're in the space. How much do you actually get to enjoy yourself over the weekend versus all work?
You know, I think a decent amount this year. I mean, we put a ton of planning in. We planned for this event all year long. Jimmy, Brian, and myself are perfectionists, so we go at it nonstop and just try to make sure the logistics of the show are perfect. And this year, it really went well. We've been in that building every other year for quite some time now, so we are familiar with the building and the inner workings of it. But yeah, we actually did get to have some moments of joy shopping around and seeing our friends. A lot of the vendors there are friends of ours for decades. So, you know, we try to blend the work and fun aspect as much as we can. There's a lot of activations, a lot of things going on. So,
you know, I'm looking at Instagram over the weekend, looking at Facebook over the weekend, even Twitter a little bit, and I'm seeing some of the cards that vendors have or people are picking up, and I'm like, holy, you know what? So for you getting to walk around, what were some of your favorite items that you saw walking around at the National?
Well, Heritage Auctions puts on an amazing display. I mean, it's hard to even quantify like one specific item, but they have just, I would say, upwards of $20 million of memorabilia, not only sports but non-sports on display. It's almost like going to the Baseball Hall of Fame, going through their booth. Hunt Auctions had an amazing setup. They have the Willie Mays collection. Basically, they'll be selling off Willie Mays' entire career collection of trophies, game-used equipment, his rings, letters, photos. That was a big highlight for me as well. There's always just amazing, iconic things at the National, whether it's sports memorabilia or individual trading cards or modern cards. You know, the scale, the way our corporate partners and our dealers have scaled up their activations is really just amazing.
So I want to ask, how do you guys, as the promoters of the show, again, this is only the second year JBJ has done it, how do you handle kind of finding, in, again, just a couple years, the right balance between you know, activations and experiences for the guests versus the number of car dealers on the floor versus how much are we going to focus on autographs and photo ops? How difficult has that been for you guys in just a couple years finding that right balance so that as many people as possible can walk away happy from the show?
Well, I would say, you know, the Nationals' focus is always the dealers and the collectors first, and that's always going to be our focus going forward. And to keep within the history of the 45 years of the National, that is the bread and butter of the show. It's about the cards. It really is. You know, we allocate a certain amount of square footage to our corporate partners, as well as, you know, our autograph pavilion is another attraction. The show flows really, really well, you know, so it does allow customers to really kind of experience things at their own pace, at their own level. We try not to overschedule things. You know, our corporate partners do a really good job of having a limited amount of activations during the day, so the primary time can be spent on the show floor shopping and just kind of checking things out.
We're speaking with Joe Drelich alongside his partners, Jim Ryan and Brian Coppola. They make up JBJ Productions, and they just finished running their second National Sports Collectors Convention over in the Chicago area. And again, everything I've seen, people were in love with how everything went. For you, obviously, you've got a lot of experience running shows, cards, again, everything, wide experience in the collectible space. What were some of the challenges when you guys stepped in last year in 2024 handling a show of this magnitude where, yes, it's got it in the title. It's the National Sports Card Sports Collectors Convention, excuse me. But people in the hobby, it's the National. It's the show. So for taking on a project of promoting a show of this magnitude, what was that like for you guys last year?
Well, it was definitely a challenge. We pick our event space out 3 years in advance, and as my my one partner, Jimmy Ryan, likes to say, you know, he's coined the phrase, it's the largest cardboard candy store in the world, you know, and it's a tough gig to move the largest cardboard candy store in the world around. And, you know, when the Cleveland IX Center was picked, it was picked multiple years prior to us taking over as management team, so we kind of inherited that building. And that building was just a little bit undersized for where we're at right now, so it did create some challenges. We navigated it, and I think we pulled off a really great event last year. But this year, we regained some square footage that we desperately needed, and I think it showed. And, you know, we went back-to-back years here with just amazing crowds that, you know, record-setting crowds year over year here, double-digit growth. It's just really been amazing, and we're kind of in awe. You know, Jimmy and Brian are both traveling back now. I happen to be on a little bit of an earlier flight. Jim's actually driving home through the mountains right now, so he couldn't be on the interview. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge, and that's why we are in the Rosemont Convention Center, the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, every other year because of the size, you know, because of the benefits that location offers to us and our collectors.
You know, I'd imagine it's difficult. Do you guys feel the pressure at any point where, okay, you're brought in, the hobby's biggest show, we got to promote it, we got to make it bigger and better, and then now tasked moving forward continually to improve the show, make it bigger and better for everyone. There's obviously lots of other shows where people are spending money. There is the ebbs and flows that come with the card market. What's that pressure like for you guys to continually deliver now on a huge stage, not even just any stage, but needing to, you know, grow and make the next National bigger and better than the last one?
Yeah, I think we have a creative team that does a fantastic job. Our marketing and PR team really comes up with some creative ideas. We recently announced a partnership with Curtis Granderson and Chicago Baseball Educational Academy, which we really just kind of launched prior to the National, and we'll be unveiling a lot more details about that, working with Curtis and inner city kids in the Chicago and surrounding area to bring them into the space, not only for the trading card component, but for the educational piece and the business piece of it, and to help, you know, just kind of teach kids how to trade, how to interact, how to buy and sell, you know, and kind of bring that to the forefront. So Curtis has been amazing, and that's one thing we're excited about for 2026. But we also try not to go too big, too fast. We try to really hone in on one or two activations a year that we find value in and we think will be a really good experience for our customers.
We've got about a minute left, so one last question. 2026, 2027 has already been announced. It'll be in Rosemont in the Chicago area again. And then in 2028, heading to Detroit. What went into the selection of Detroit as the 2028 host? And B, how excited are you guys to take the show to Detroit?
So the selection process, we started out with 31 convention centers, and for various reasons, mainly because, you know, us being a transient show, meaning we were just coming in for 1 year, we're not signing a multi-year deal, it makes it difficult, and we only operate in like a three-week window for our event, like early to mid-July to early August. So what you find is with the size of the buildings that we need to occupy, most of them are rented year-round. So that eliminates most of the cities. But we were down to three cities for this selection for 2028. It was Houston, Atlanta, and Detroit. And that's just through our review process of what's required. And, yeah, we're super excited that Detroit came out the victor. We would have been equally as excited for Atlanta. We felt both locations were really going to be a great fit for our event. But, yeah, we're full steam ahead. We're super excited about Detroit. And looking forward to getting, you know, going on the planning, which we'll start next year. We'll start probably mid-2026, actually flying out to Detroit and mapping out, you know, how things are going to look from the logistics side of things.
That is the voice of Joe Drelich, one-third of JBJ Productions. And JBJ is, they are the ones bringing you the National Sports Collectors Convention since 2024. They've been help growing the show. Joe, I hope you had an amazing weekend. Thank you for taking some time and joining me. Go enjoy a nap.
I appreciate that, Dominic. You have a great day, and it was a pleasure being on the show with you today.